A mid-December day in Florida means perfect weather for a hike through UNF Sawmill Slough Preserve surrounding the college campus. Kids from Bayview Elementary are here to learn about the animals and habitats that make the trails their home.
So guys, these lily pads are really cool. They can't grow in deep, deep water. So
Ranger Jake Fitzroy will lead the kids on a hike today. He works at the school's Eco Adventure office, which maintains the preserve and does educational outreach. But first, he reads them the book, A Home for Ozzie, featuring UNF's avian mascot.
And it basically starts out with him leaving the parents' nest and kind of coming into the sanctuary to find a home.
And Fitzroy happens to be a co-author of the book. Page by page, the kids learn about different animals' homes.
And there's that's what ospreys look like. There's one right there.
Six animals and six habitats jump from the page in bright watercolor illustrations.
So would that be a good place for Ozzie to live? It would be kind of cold at night.
Then the students take a hike and see all the habitats in the book while trying to spot the animals that live there.
You see a turtle?
Yeah.
That's a little piece of lily pad sticking out of there. It looks just like a turtle's head, though, doesn't it?
But eventually...
He's in the middle of those lily pads. He's got a black shell. Yeah, kind of a black
face. I see
face.
A frog.
Might have a little bit of yellow on his face.
Fitzroy says for some of these kids, it's their first time out in nature.
I think the more you know about something, the more you care about it. So we wanted to have a kind of a starting point for young children to begin to have a lifetime of caring about and going into the outdoors.
A home for Ozzie can be purchased at UNF or online. The proceeds go toward trail maintenance and eco-adventure programs. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.